You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
I'm also here with Stephen Burton from Waterproof Solutions. Welcome, Stephen.
Hey, kids. How we doing?
One of our favorite guests. So if you'd like to contact us today, you can text us or call us on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You also can get Stephen's information on our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. So, Stephen, this is the time of year you guys are probably covered up with work, aren't you?
Yeah, pennies from heaven, I guess is an ugly way to put it, but I'm no ambulance chaser, but I will pick them up. It is what it is. After the droughts, it's kind of, and the heavy snows and the hard freezes.
Oh, my gosh. What a winter.
It has set up quite an event for us, that's for sure.
Well, and Waterproof Solutions has just built such a name in St. Louis for helping out homeowners. I'm, you know, as a homegrown St. Louis company.
Right.
You guys aren't one of the big names that where you've had to plug into some national name. You built this company from scratch on your own, you know, really on your own back and your knowledge.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. And I got to tell you, we are a referral-based company. And even though we're multi-million now, I don't take any of that for granted. You know, I'm a kid that grew up in St. Anne in a slab home. A basement's a big deal to me. A lot more precious to me than most.
Well, and just for people that don't know you, just your background with, you know, applied missile science degree and concrete and cement technology. That is a lot of education you've gotten around this topic.
Yeah, well, to show my age, I used to say that, and 50 cents would get me coffee, but 50 cents is not coffee anymore.
Right.
I'd say I got a big Rolodex. That doesn't work so well either.
Well, and the only reason I mention it is I think because your business, waterproofing and foundation repair, there's not really a certain education for, and there's not necessarily a license for that. It's not a governed industry, so people don't know what they're going to get when somebody comes out and starts giving them estimates.
Yeah, and a box of chocolates is the last thing you want when you're messing with your basement.
Right.
You're not going to. But the reality of it is 20 years ago when I first started in this business, I was concerned that I didn't know enough about it. Having a cement and concrete products background from W.R. Grace, I'm quite proud of that. But, you know, when you're a young man and you're rookie of the year and you've got all your head full of all this stuff and then, you know, you go through a divorce, you move back to St. Louis, you come home and I rented a house that had a wet basement. It freaked me out. And being a little leery of salespersons, because I am one, and I got to tell you, when I was a kid, I worked at Victania. Most of my friends would say I would have sold everything that could have been sold with tennis and tanning.
That's funny. Gosh, I haven't heard that name
so
in a while.
I get it. You know, the best preachers, I think, didn't grow up in church, and I cut my teeth doing the best I could do. And sometimes the best was a paved – good intentions are the pathway to hell, and I got to tell you, I had a lot of good intentions. I wish I could take my first 5 years of business back just because of the things I did have to learn.
Right, right. A lot of mistakes. But now your customers get the benefit of that experience. So
no, and you're right. And I talk about my mistakes. It's important. We should share them. They're learnable,
right.
Teachable moments.
Absolutely. Let's get to the spring showers that are on the way.
Yeah,
yeah, they're partially here. Because this is the time when basements really start just flooding.
And if you had a slight problem in the past, you're about to have a bigger one now, and it's not hype. It's not a sales pitch. It's reality. And after the past 2 years of droughts, it's cost some people a severe amount of money. And you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to sell my house, and they end up losing so badly because it costs so much less to fix the house than to offer it broken.
Right.
That's a good point.
Tammy, you were a single homeowner at one time.
Right.
As a woman, how much did it scare you if you thought you may have had a leak in a foundation?
Well,
you're a little different.
I am a little different because I was raised with working hard on all this stuff. But my dad taught me well and taught me what to look for and things like that. But, you know, the thing that comes to my mind is how important the foundation is and the gutters, honestly. You know, this is a big deal. I have an issue at the rental property now where I need to replace the gutter because it leaks right in front of the front door, you know, and it's not going to cost me that much. It just isn't. It's a small little piece and I just need to do it. So
it won't cost you that much unless you wait.
Boy.
Unless I wait.
Ounce prevention pounds cure. If it ever mattered, if it ever meant anything, it does in this industry.
Okay,
right.
So do you think that most of the issues you really kind of start with the downspouts as one of the first places you have to be concerned.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about downspouts, we're talking about landscaping, we're talking about what you're collecting off the roof. All this lands next to your house. And generally, right. You got a downspout at all four corners of your house. Now, granted, most homes are not rectangles, but for the sake of illustration, I think that's a good place for us to start.
Okay, so let's just say you get an inch of rain. And you know, if you have a 2,000-square-foot house...
Yeah, nice size house.
You
know, yeah.
Let's say you have a 2,000-square-foot house, maybe a little smaller, but your roof overhangs a little bit. So let's say your roof is going to be 2,000 square feet, not of actual roof space, but of horizontal space above the ground.
Right.
And you get an inch of rain. Okay, right. Let's equate that, because water is not light.
No.
How much water... Because there's an average of... On a 2,000-square-foot house, how many downspouts would there be?
We figure there's going to be four minimum.
Okay, so four minimum...